little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
But of course, you know, shit happens. So, Spike Milligan, I told you I was ill on his tombstone. But this is some stuff from Chris Burton. This is one of his slides. Basically, if you have a low pretest probability, so if that symptom already feels like it's unlikely, you already think it's unlikely, then testing in that circumstance does not reassure patients. So judicious use of testing can be helpful, but it has to be judicious, and you have to frame it helpfully with the patient. Yeah. So what are we going to think if this test comes back negative? What are we hoping it will do? Because if we don't do that, then we just, the test wasn't good enough. We need something better. So, positive diagnosis. Avoid excluding the structural before considering the functional. This way lies much higher actually calm. Think about this and what makes a functional diagnosis more likely. Positive diagnosis, explain your thinking. So what we're going to do is explain our thinking.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving,